China is offering to help the Eurozone through its current debt crisis.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Happy holidays. Now the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics at the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world. China appears to be offering the countries of the Eurozone a big Christmas present. For the second time this week, a senior Chinese official has pledged to invest in the troubled euro. Marketplace Europe correspondent Stephen Beard has more now from London.
A spokeswoman for China's foreign ministry said, "We stand ready to support the euro." This is not altruism at work. The Chinese are worried that a weaker dollar will undermine the value of China's multi-billion dollar reserves, so they want to diversify further into euro investments. This may not do much to support the euro, however. The eurozone's biggest problem is government debt. Investors are reluctant to buy the bonds issued by Portugal, Greece, Ireland and Spain. But Steve Barrow of Standard Bank says the Chinese won't want to do that either.
China clearly has to show some degree of concern that it's throwing good money after bad in terms of buying eurozone bonds that have been falling very significantly.
He thinks it's far more likely the Chinese will try to buy big stakes in companies in Europe, something they've been largely prevented from doing in the United States. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Mark Zuckerberg is in China, meeting with all kinds of tech leaders there. Analysts say the trip signals Facebook's desire to re-enter the market. The social network's co-founder has said he thinks the company has to expand there. But what will he and Facebook need to do in order to succeed in China? Marketplace's Steve Henn reports.
More people use the internet in China than live in the U.S. But if you look at a map of friendship networks on Facebook, China is one big black hole. Facebook's co-founder, Mark Zuckerberg, says he'd love to change that. He's studying Chinese and, quote, vacationing there now. But analyst Lou Kerner at Wedbush Securities says Facebook faces challenges.
First, anybody who does business in China generally does it with a business partner. And then they've got to work with the appropriate government agencies
to police user-generated content. And Kerner says that's just the beginning.
Then they'll finally have to address the challenge of competing against very entrenched competitors.
The largest, Renren, has 150 million users in China and is exploring an IPO in the U.S. early next year. But maybe Facebook and Renren can still be friends. In Silicon Valley, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Markets in Europe are mixed at the moment. Asian shares were mostly lower today. In Greece, the government won a key parliamentary vote calling for even deeper cuts in that country's budget. Wall Street yesterday, stocks added about a quarter of a percent. The Dow tacked on 26 points to close at 11,559, again another high in the past 2 years. We'll get numbers today on new home sales for November. Yesterday, we learned existing home sales rose slightly for the month. Also today, the Commerce and Labor Departments released a total of 4 reports. Commerce reveals November data on personal income and spending, durable goods, and the Labor Department will report on weekly jobless claims.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric.
Congress is breaking for the Christmas holiday after a lot of lame duck session work, during the course of which certain words that sound kind of funny come into the political and into the economic lexicon. Got us wondering where some of those words get their meanings. Jesse Scheidlauer is editor-at-large at the Oxford English Dictionary. He's here to give us an idea of where some of these words come from. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we've caught a few buzzwords coming out of Congress this year that sometimes, we have to scratch our heads. Earmark. What does earmark mean? Where did that come from?
An ear mark was originally just what it sounds like. It was a mark on an animal's ear for identification. You would cut a pig's ear or a cow's ear in a particular way and know what farmer it belonged to. But then became used in a figurative sense to meaning to mark something as one's own. So if you were talking about a legislative bill or something like that, you were setting aside a particular sum of money for a specific purpose.
Another word that I'm thinking of, and this has something to do with earmarks as well, pork barrel spending, pork. Where does that come from?
Pork barrel, in the literal sense, goes back to around 1700 or so, referring to a barrel for storing pork. Pork was one of the more inexpensive meats and was something that would be distributed to people, to slaves or to the poor to eat. And this was especially common, again, in the post-Civil War period, and that's when the figurative sense developed as well, which is referring to the state's financial resources regarded as a source of distribution, and specifically federal funds appropriated for local projects.
There's another word that comes up and that we've seen time and time again this year especially is the filibuster, where the minority party can sort of hold up debate in the Senate. Where did that come from?
Filibuster is particularly interesting. The word originally refers to a pirate, someone who engaged in unauthorized warfare against a foreign state. And in the 1850s, the word filibuster referred not just to pirates in general, but specifically to a group of Americans who incited revolution in Latin America to disrupt the state there. So it came from there to mean to sabotage, and specifically in the political sense, to sabotage something by delaying or obstructionist tactics.
Jesse Scheidlauer, editor-at-large of the Oxford English Dictionary, joining us this morning. Jesse, thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve.
And by the way, the word whatever has once again topped the list of most irritating words of the year. A recent Marist poll found 39% of Americans deemed whatever as most annoying. That's followed by the word like at 28% and the phrase, you know what I mean, at 15%. And if you use all those terms in a sentence, you could wind up saying a whole lot of nothing. Like whatever, you know what I mean? I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. Check us out online at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
There's an engineering firm up in Seattle that's building a machine to give a little girl with cerebral palsy a very special Christmas present.
She will be able to spontaneously produce her own speech, what she wants to say.
I'm Kai Rizdal, high-tech contraptions that change lives, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.